solving everybody's problems here at Rosie on the House. Whatever it is you're trying to tackle, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Let's bring up Tony, who's calling from Fountain Hills. See what in the world he's up to. Morning, Tony. Beautiful Fountain Hills, Arizona. How are you today, my friend?
I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
We had a whole bunch of pavers left over from some previous work that had been done before we bought the house.
Okay.
And we have a concrete front porch, under a portico, and then a sidewalk or concrete cover. I pick up a Belgard pamphlet on how to select and put install pavers.
Yeah.
And the first instruction is pavers must be installed on an adequate drainage base, such as sand, stones, etc. Is it possible to put pavers down on a base of concrete already set?
Well, is the concrete exposed or is it covered at the front entry?
The actual front of the front door is covered with a portico, but the sidewalk leading up to it is not.
You'll be okay covering what, a 3 foot wide sidewalk?
Correct.
Yeah, you'll be okay to lay that on that in a large area. It becomes more complicated.
Oh, I see. But do we have to stick them down or put sand down or just lay them?
You know what they're going to want you to do, Tony, is they're actually going to want you to mortar down the edges and sand set the interior field, okay? And you have to lay a particular mesh down, a fiber tech cloth down, before you do anything.
Oh.
So from where'd you pick up the Belgard pavers?
Well, they came with the house and they were actually exposed, but we had them removed and stored, and it was on the patio, and we extended the patio and extended the concrete patio.
Okay, Tony, I'm gonna have to bug out here right now, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have Jennifer get your email address, and I'm gonna hit you with a link on getting that particular installation done correctly and the contacts you need to make. Because it is kind of tricky. Pavers are nice, but you want them installed correctly so you never have to worry about them settling or moving or cracking or growing weeds.
This week wraps up Water Use It Wisely's Drab to Fab $8,000 landscape makeover. Here to talk about the promotion and the importance of xeriscaping is Blaine Muttinson, VP of External Operations for Integrated Landscape Management. That's a mouthful, Blaine.
Big title. It's great to be on the show.
Well, thanks for your time this morning. What is VP of External Operations? Do they keep you outside the whole time?
No. Actually, what that means is just managing all of the activities that go on outside of maintenance contracts. So we have a whole slew of maintenance contracts to take care of things. You know, we've got a great team of guys that are all over the valley that really strive to educate themselves and be experienced. So when you're going to do it yourself or you're going to have a professional do it, get some references and make sure that they have the experience level they want for your investment in your yard.
What do homeowners need to start looking for when they realize it's time to bring their home into a xeriscape?
They need to really look at the contractors that they're selecting. There's a lot of landscapers out there with trucks and trailers, and I think it's important that they look at somebody who's involved with ALCA, that's the Arizona Landscape Contractors Association. They help landscape companies get their people experienced and certified in many different areas, water management, landscape care, maintenance practices, and that's the first thing I would do is contact the office and make sure that that company that I'm looking at is an ALCA member. I think the second thing that you'd want to look for is what kind of certifications does that company have? There's Arizona Certified Landscape Professionals, Sustainable Landscape Management, and I think those certifications kind of show you that this company knows what they're doing.
And those are things that people earn through ALCA. You know, to put it in maybe a different perspective, just because you're on a football team doesn't mean you're a starter. Just because someone's entered ALCA doesn't mean they're taking advantage of the resources. These are the starters, the A players.
I agree with you in that analogy. I think the starters are the guys that go out and get that personal trainer. And then they go out there and they find that nutritionist. And they find what they need to do to be the best athlete. And that's what ALCA does for their members. These people have a place to go learn about irrigation from bottom up for their people. And that's what ALCA does for the state of Arizona, bringing the bar higher for landscaping.
And on top of that, you've got all these details just going into the initial install. But what we've learned over the course, just putting in a xeriscape and taking your hands off isn't enough. It has to be maintained.
Right. The installation, very important. But once that installation's done, you know, who's going to maintain it? And are they experienced and certified to be able to take care of it? That's a big investment you make. Irrigation is under the ground. That's usually about 30-35% of your investment. And so hopefully whoever installed it did it right, but then someone to take care of it that knows what they're doing cuts down on the amount of debris that gets pulled out of there, so it keeps it from going to our dumps. It saves time and money for water, and the type of plants you choose keeps the maintenance down.
And what is your role in this Drab to Fab contest Water Use It Wisely is putting on?
Well, I feel very fortunate. My team gets to design the new yard, and then we will be assisting in installing it.
And just paint a picture for us. So designing a new yard, and this is an $8,000 makeover. I mean, that's very respectable budget.
It can be, especially when people like Ewing are donating some of the materials, and some of the nurseries are going to be pitching in and helping us. It's a great project. We're excited about being part of it.
You can go to wateruseitwisely.com. Just look for the Drab to Fab. Today is your last day to enter.